Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, living in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Ready, Set, Go.
A reading from the Good News according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them. But the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. How often when someone dies suddenly, we hear or consider the phrase, "We know neither the day nor the hour." Sounds ominous, doesn't it? This section of Matthew's Gospel, chapters 24 and 25, focuses on the end times. The community for which he wrote believed that Christ would come again, sooner or later, but probably sooner. They had a memory of Jesus' time among them and how he himself spoke of his return. Life for those early Christians was precarious, just as it is for us now. Even today, we hear lots of chatter about the, quote, end times. What are we to believe? What are we to do in the meantime? The gospel message encourages us to watch for signs, just as we observe a fig tree as we wait for its fruit. We are called to be awake, alert, watchful, ready for what is to come, just as Noah and his family were ready for the flood. Then we move into chapter 25, where we hear the parable of the 10 bridesmaids, or virgins or maidens, depending on your translations. 5 are foolish and 5 are wise. Like the sheep and the goats who will soon appear in this chapter, the human population comes in different forms, different behaviors, and different responses to life's challenges. The 10 women in the story all have lamps. Check. They aren't totally unprepared. But let's face it, some are more prepared than others. 5 have no extra oil, and the other 5 have brought flasks of oil to replenish their supply. These girls were thinking ahead. They didn't know when the groom would be coming and how long they would have to wait. They were prepared, well prepared. So they waited, of course, and the night was long. Finally, toward midnight, the groom was spotted. He was on his way. It was time for them to get up and trim their lamps and follow him. But wait, the so-called foolish ones have got a problem. Remember, they didn't bring any extra oil, and now their lamps are flickering and threatening to die out, leaving them without light. They beg their friends to share their oil, wouldn't you? But the wise ones crassly refused to share. They needed it themselves. Do you blame them? The others had their chance, and they missed it. So the lampless maidens pound on the door of the place of the wedding feast, and the groom won't let them in. They lost their opportunity, and it's too late. How sad. This story makes me want to go out and buy extra oil. What does this oil represent? It could be many things, and I invite you to reflect on that question. If the groom is Christ, and the wedding feast is the heavenly banquet, we might see the oil as faith, or prayerfulness, or good works. Being prepared, then, would be serving God faithfully, loving our neighbor, practicing good stewardship with the earth, being generous to those in need, preaching the gospel with our lives, or any number of behaviors that define our lives as followers of Christ. Being prepared, having oil, means obeying the teachings of Jesus, always and everywhere, being ready to meet him when that time comes. We all know one thing for certain, and that is that we will die. What we don't know is when or how. Even if we or a loved one is diagnosed with a fatal illness, the moment of death is always a surprise. So I ask myself, who am I in this parable? Am I willing to wait for God, even when I don't know how long it will take? Can I faithfully entrust myself with the unknown, with the certainty of God's providential care? The Christian life is, after all, a balance between staying alert, as if Christ might come back tomorrow, but at the same time, living as if he may not come back in our lifetime.